Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Tapped In on CFMU 93.3. I'm your host, Timmy, and whether you're tuned in on your car radio or you're a friend of mine that I've pressured via social media to tune in online, it's great to have your ear for this little hour. And if you're a regular, you know we dive deep into the social world and how it affects our lives. And if you're new here, you picked a great time to join because it's always a great time to listen to Tapped In. Today we're going to talk about some really fun things, and I have some lovely guests in the studio as always. But before we get into that, I'm going to start off with some music specially curated by yours truly. And if you don't like what I have to play, I'm very sorry, but I think I have some good stuff and I hope you guys enjoy. First up, I have Easier Said Than Done by The Sacred Souls.
Say, be honest with how you feel. I said that's easier said than done. I said don't worry about the future. She said that's easier said than done. Well, it is.
There is no fooling me no more, no Honestly, what's that sound? Rising up from the underground. The heads ain't lost, but it ain't been found. Ain't in the habit of sticking around.
Be better, but I'll never be someone. nobody else now.
Just joining in, you're now listening to Tapped In on CFMU 93.3. I'm your host, Timmy, and that last song was Original Baby by Simi. Luckily for you, you haven't missed anything because I went on a really long musical break, longer than I would usually do. But if you've never listened to the show before, you wouldn't know that, and I just exposed myself, but that's okay. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about something that you guys might have felt before scrolling through your feeds on social media, and it's that tiny little voice that makes us compare or feel less than or maybe even jealous of those around us. And that topic is social media jealousy. We all know social media can sometimes feel like a highlight reel, but even knowing that doesn't really stop us from making those comparisons, and there's some impact to that, and we're going to get into that. So I have some very special guests with me in this studio today, Stephanie and David. I just put their mics on so you guys can help speak.
Hi, Timmy.
I usually would do introductions, but you know, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves, because what's other reason to have a platform other than to speak? So David, let's start with you.
Hi, my name is David. I go to Mac as well, and I'm besties with Timmy. I always see her at the BSSC. I study biochem, and yeah, I be on social media as well, so I think I have a lot of expertise on this.
Yeah. Okay, hi everyone. My name is Stephanie. Most people call me Steph. Known Timmy for a while. Love her to bits and pieces. I'm third year kin, and what else did you say? Well, the social media thing is quite big for me. I've felt different ways over the past year about it, but we'll delve into it more.
Okay, thank you guys for being here. One thing about me on Tapped In, guys, I'll always have very qualified guests on the show. And is our qualification just scrolling on our phones all the time? Maybe, but you know, that's okay. By my standards, that's all you need to talk about social media. Okay, so before we dive into things, it's Tapped In tradition to start things off with a little mini game. Also, for any listeners, David and Stephanie are coming into this episode blind, basically. I didn't know the topic until they walked in here, and they also didn't know that we're going to play a game. So they look very excited, maybe confused. Okay, so this game is called Green or Brown Eyes, or technically, I guess, whatever everyone's eye color is. I think everyone has brown eyes, so my name works. Okay, so basically how it's going to work is I'm going to read out a few scenarios, and you guys are going to let me know if it would make you feel a tinge of jealousy seeing that on social media, or if you wouldn't care. And you guys have to be brutally honest because, well, actually, I have no reason to why you have to be, but I'd prefer if you
would. We got you.
Okay, so my first prompt is, someone you went to school with is suddenly a famous influencer online. Green or brown eyes?
What is green?
It's basically, you know how, like, yeah, like, the green-eyed monster is, like, a synonymous with envy, so okay. It's, like, yeah, it's, like, a little play on words.
I don't know if this would make me green-eyed. I want to say, like, it might, but the thing is, I've never aspired to be an influencer. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen myself in that position. I think more so I'd be like, oh, like, that's interesting. I'd kind of, like, start thinking back to, like, who you were as a person. Mind me to pull out some videos. I'm just kidding. I would never. No, some people don't know. I have stuff in the chamber for you. Don't worry.
Anyone who went to school with David should now be scared.
Yes, but if you drop 30 bands, that can go away for sure.
We don't endorse blackmail on Tapped In, let me say right
no,
now.
No, that was a joke, guys. we don't do that.
For PR purposes, of
yes.
course.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know HR's behind me. but I think I would be brown-eyed at that.
Okay.
And if I was friends with them, I'd be really, really happy and maybe eat some of that cloud up too.
I feel like I would be brown-eyed unless they're able to do the whole influencing thing alongside something I would want to aspire to be. So you see those like med school influencers? Yo, I would be green-eyed. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like you're getting all this PR. You get to travel. It's like, I'm over here working day and night.
Look at the copy for a button that I don't want to touch.
But I feel like definitely also brown-eyed in a sense, like, it takes a lot of work to go into that stuff consistently, and that constant, like, monitoring of social media, which does take a lot of work and energy,
so
have to give them props for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, real. Okay, we have three more. We're going to just, like, zoom through them. Okay, so the next one is, your friend posts a picture with a group of people as an event that you didn't know about, and let's say, like, close, like, best friend.
That would make me definitely green-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like, especially if it's, like, a friend group, like, sometimes I think people, they'll just think that, like, invites are, like, automatic or, like, we're always going to places.
Yeah.
And then when things are left unsaid, your mind just loves to travel and it's like, oh, what did I do? Like, like you're, like, rethinking your entire friendship of 3 years just because I wasn't at the event with you.
Like, whose
tea do I need to clock? Like, what's going on? Why was I not there? And for the most part, all my friends do, you know, invite me to their stuff. But there's been that couple times, if you guys are listening, there's been those couple times where I've been like, okay, the eyes are a little green, but
Okay.
Definitely green-eyed. I've always said this to my friends. I'd rather be extended the invite, even if you know I'm going to be busy, so I can turn it down, rather than not know about it and just see and hear about it later.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, I don't know if I want to say it's like a respect thing or it's like the whole group's going out and I'm here. Like, guys, please just let me know what's going on. Let me know.
Okay, yeah, that's real. Okay, so my next one is, a random acquaintance wins the lottery and posts about it constantly.
They need to watch out.
I'd be green eyed. Let me just tell you something.
And they need to sleep with
because
one eye.
Robbery
is being planned.
In this economy, the lottery, and you're ripping it in my face. You're actually begging to be robbed. Like, I'm so sorry. We don't endorse robbing people, but, like, if I ever won the lottery, like, you know that one TikTok trend where there would be signs? There would be no signs. There would be no signs.
No.
No, I would definitely, like, you know, the rent will be paid and everything will be, like, but it would be so gradual.
Yeah.
Like, people will be like, oh, he's working hard. Like, he's doing so. I'm like, no, I'm just transferring from the savings to the checking, in fact. Like,
I'm actually going off the grid. I'm moving into, like,
no, literally. Because you know, one thing about money is, like, it really is the root of all evil, and, like, the way people start to act differently around you, like, I just would not want that, personally. Mm-hmm. And not that, like, I've made being poor, like, a part of my personality. But I would.
Not too much.
But, like, I actually don't know what I would do with myself if $1 million just, like, ended up in my account tomorrow. Because, like, mm-hmm. it's actually a real, like, would I quit school? Like, I think that's when, like, the real, like, who are
yeah,
you
I'll
comes
say
into play.
School.
No, I would, guys, I love going to school. Like, you know, would I quit my job? Probably. I'm not yeah. gonna lie. Like, what would I do? Like, I'd probably start traveling. I definitely do, like, part time school. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I think. One thing with the school thing is that, like, I always, like, go full-time because the money aspect, but
yeah,
if I didn't have to, I'd definitely drag it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and my final one is, your ex's new partner surprises them with an elaborate gift that they post about.
Brown-eyed, that's... What? I feel like still, like, monitoring someone you used to be with, I feel like that's... Not doing anything to you, I feel like it's a disservice to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What purpose are they further serving in your life at that point? I feel like you can always, like, have respect and, like, give props to people for doing whatever they want. But at yeah. some point, you gotta keep it pushing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But, like,
it would definitely be green.
I
depending
like,
on the situation.
Like,
he's getting ready.
Like, I think it's, like, based on how... like, the circumstances of our relationship and how it ended, because if it was not on good terms, I'm so sorry. I don't know. If I think I wouldn't even see that, because I'd have you blocked already.
That's the thing. Like, you're not
like,
already
I wouldn't be monitoring
there.
It, but, like, if I somehow saw it, I'd probably tweak out a little.
That's
so
what gets me.
Green-eyed.
When they're blocked and you see things from, like, someone else reposting, that's...
that gets me. Okay, bye.
Okay, so we're going to be moving into our... first category, I hope you guys listening also got to enjoy that and play along. I usually say you should play along, but I hope you did, even unprompted. So we're going to get into our bigger questions, I guess. And my first one is, why do you guys think that social media often intensifies feelings of jealousy compared to real life interactions?
It's all in an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's packaged up for you.
It definitely, like, intensifies it when you, because if it's in person, like, you take some time to process it, but, like, when it's on social media, it's, like, each square back to back to back to
yeah.
back, and after you get that first feeling, like, seeing the follow-up, it's, like, okay, like, what's wrong with me? And, like, then you're gonna go look at your page, and I'm like, why does my page look like this,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that definitely, it's because of, like, how much you're seeing at once.
Yeah, I definitely get that. I feel like social media is so, especially if, because our feeds are kind of curated to the things that you like, you know, you're going to see influencers doing the things that you want to do, and you're going to see people opening packages that you want to be opening, and you're going to see people going on vacations to places you want to go, and it's just like a lot of like things you want, and it's like in real life, like the average people you see around you every day, like they're doing the same things you're doing. Like they're not doing what you're aspiring to be doing. You know, they're other McMaster students coming into school. They're like people going to their jobs and like, you know, like regular people. And I feel like social media, even for regular people too, like it's still like a highlight of people showing like their best moments. And then it's kind of like you kind of get sucked into that, like, oh, like, damn, everyone's really having a good time, huh? But, yeah, no, it's really interesting. Okay, and I guess kind of, like, a follow-up question. Do you guys think that social media is showing us, like, more curated versions of reality? I guess that kind of, like, jumps off of what we were just talking about.
But... 100%. Yeah. More curated versions of reality. Yeah, there are some people I know who, like, have separate apps just to put together what their Instagram feed is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is so much planning for it. I feel like that's another aspect of... I feel like on my Instagram, I was always so scared to post because I was like, what aesthetic do I want to start off with? How do I want everything to look?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have not posted anything in years on my main account. Years.
Yeah.
And I was like... what's the point if I'm just constantly, I feel like, monitoring everyone else's, like, energy, what's going on in everyone else's lives? I was like, is this really contributing anything positive for me? Is it making mm-hmm. me feel better? No.
Yeah.
Honestly, tossed it. Like,
Yeah, I would say the same. I used to post on social media a lot. Then I think I would look back and I'm like, okay, like, this is, it's not me. Like, I'm not this person that I'm trying to be. And, like, you start to, like, lose yourself. So I was like, okay, maybe it's better if I stop posting. Mm-hmm. So now I kind of just post all my close friends. But I also want to, like, mention, like, this new wave of, like, influencers who are, like, trying to be, like, relatable and as, like, raw as possible. But, like, mm-hmm. what they actually end up doing is they make you actually, like, tweak out because, like, they're, like, what they think is, like, reality is so out of touch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're like, oh, like, a day in my life, like, this is what, I'm like, okay, actually, like, pause. You don't need to show me all that anymore.
Yeah. You could have, like, just done that. I'm so, like, stressed. It's been a long, stressful day, and then they went to, like, go take pictures by the beach. And,
right.
Like, they were editing the pictures they took by the beach for 4 hours. I'm like, wow, it was so hard to talk about you, for real.
Honestly. Yeah.
Or when they talk about how much harder it is to be an influencer than, like, working a 9-to-5, that literally sends me to oblivion.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, especially the curating part. Like, I remember I wouldn't make, like, official, like, Instagram posts, but I was a story poster down. Everything was sorted out categorically, and they didn't even have names. I didn't like the way it looks. I had emojis. And there was such strict criteria to what could be in there. Like, so bad.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. Even till now, like, I try to not be as hyper aware of, like, my social media and, like, what I'm posting, because I remember before, like, I used to be so paranoid. I'd be like, oh no, I can't post this because then people think this and this, and then, oh, someone might unfollow, because, you know, that thing that happens where you post something in your story and then, like, 3 people unfollow you, and you're like, okay, I guess I'm, like, I'm ugly and disgusting then, thank you guys. But then I kind of had to come to that realization that, like, no, like, if anyone doesn't like what you have to post and they're on your social media, like, they can leave your social media. Like, it's really not by force. And, okay, like, yeah, anyone that unfollows you because you posted something, like, mm-hmm. they weren't meant to be there, for real.
Yeah, that's the thing with, like, those parasocial relationships that start to form on social media. Because if you think about, like, before social media, like, whenever you would meet someone and, like, a part of your life and you moved on from that part, mm-hmm. it wasn't like they were constantly getting updates about you, or, like, they had some responsibility to, like, constantly keep up with you, or, like, have some, like, relationship over, like, social media with you. But, like, that's, like, when I look at my social media and I look at, like, all the followers I have, it's, like, all these people from, like, different times of my life that, like, know me in, like, such different ways. And every time I post something, I always think about, like, how they view me from those different perspectives till now. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's where a lot of the anxiety comes from.
Yeah.
Even, like, let's say, like, I was, like, quote-unquote straight, you know, in the closet at one point. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I post things that are, like, queer-coded now, like, I get, like, so much anxiety because there's people that, like, don't know that side of me.
Yeah.
And now they're seeing it, and, like, they're like, okay, like, this is weird, like, what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that anxiety also comes with, like, keeping such an audience from, like, all different parts of your life.
Yeah.
I think adding on to the parasocial relationships, I feel like, especially with the addition of, like, close friends or flip side on Instagram, that emphasized it more. And I feel like it's really hard because then people feel like they deserve or owed access to your life or intimate details about your life. And it's like, no.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's still up to you, like, how much you are willing to put out there. And, like, yeah, the internet is a very funny place. That's what I'll say. Okay, so my next question for you guys is, do you think that it's possible for social media envy to have a positive side? And can feelings of envy motivate us to set goals, or does it mostly just harm our self-esteem?
It motivates me bad. When people started getting into med, I deleted Instagram. I locked in this summer. Like, I feel like having that, like, positive envy was a good thing. It motivated me to work much harder, mm-hmm. put more time into school, more effort into work, everything I did overall. But there's also that, like, downside, like, that, like, envy where it's kind of all-consuming, and it's like, oh, I see people going on trips, I see people getting new cars, and I'm like, yeah, I wish that was me. You're right. I do wish that was me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know if I would call it envy in my head, like, positive envy as, like, inspiration. I feel like sometimes I'm definitely, like, inspired by what I see people doing on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, there's that positive, because I also, like, interact with people very carefully, and I make sure that the energy I'm giving out is definitely, like, one that's positive. So to celebrate people on social media, I still think that that's something that's been, like, really, really good.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you guys. Like, I feel like there definitely is a positive spin. And then I guess you kind of do get out of the envy zone, because, mm-hmm. like, envy kind of implies something a bit, like, I wouldn't say, like, necessarily malicious, but kind of, like, negative undertones. Mm-hmm. So then when you're kind of able to, like, flip that around and be like, okay, like, this is just something, like, this person has it, like, and I want that for myself, you know? And, I think, yeah, that's definitely a good side of being able to see people accomplish things, and then people also being able to have, like, platforms to talk about, like, the things they've been able to accomplish and how. And especially when it's people on paths where it's, like, you could achieve it, you know? Because it's, like, if you just see someone that's, like, a multi-billionaire because, like, their dad was a multi-billionaire and he was just like, okay, here you go, take your multiple billions, and then now they're just, like, vibing. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, I didn't start off with my dad as a multi-billionaire, so unfortunately I can't go down this route. Yeah. But maybe seeing people, like, what you said, Stephanie, about, like, seeing people, like, on the med route and, like, getting into med school and, like doing all these steps and stuff, is, like, there's still a lot for you to, like, gain from that, you know? Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Okay, so moving on to my third question before we go on a little break. Do you guys think that social media fosters unspoken competition between people?
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I'll be looking at people's stories who are, like, friends or something, and it will literally look like they're going band for band with something. Like, I'm not even sure, like, what they're doing, but, like, you can, like, see how, like, even certain friends, like, it almost looks like they're trying to, like, one-up each other.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, like, you posted this, I'm gonna post this one even better, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, that competition aspect, it's definitely there. And even, like, whatever, like, realm of social media you go, like, whether it's, like, food creation, like, fitness, like, educational stuff, like, there's all these, like, creators, and, like, all they're doing sometimes is, like, trying to compete with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's the whole thing with, like, even, like, when people get their ideas stolen, it's, like, why would you do that? But, like, understanding that for sure, but they then go on to, like, try to make it better, even though, like, it's the same.
Yeah, I think competition on social media is a really interesting thing. And I feel like sometimes we put ourselves in not even competition with a specific person, but just with, like, the world. Like, and honestly, even sometimes I find myself doing that. Like, I'm like, okay, like, it's Halloween. Like, Halloween post has to eat. Everyone's going to be posting their Halloween posts. And it's, like, things like that. But it's, like just do you, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you can't really go, towards anything that you're trying to do on your social media thinking about, like, other people, like, that much, like, to the extent where you're like, oh, I have to do this better than this people or this people, like, I need to stand out in this or this way. It's like, it's already your own account. Like, there's nowhere else for you to stand other than out. Like, it's you, you know? So
mm-hmm.
yeah
I feel like it creates that, like, self-competition, like, trying to pit you against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly not the best. But again, like what you said with, like, that food creation thing, like, or any aspect at all, I would see things being reposted and people are like, oh, you didn't credit this person, this wasn't your original idea, and I'm like, I didn't know you created this, you founded this. Allegedly.
Because
it'll be like a pasta recipe and then someone's like, oh, you stole this from me. I'm like, my grandma was making
it. It's actually just pasta, guys.
Yes, because I think people like when they, like, if a lot of people like your content and, like, what you post, even though there's so many other people that, like, post, like, have the same posts as you, like, in that competition aspect, you want to, like, claim that specific niche, mm-hmm. and that, like, everybody after you is just trying to be who you are. You have set some standard and, like, no one else can touch you.
Yeah. I know. I remember even seeing, like, there was this whole discourse with, like, Nara Smith and this other lady, mm-hmm. because the other lady was also making food from scratch.
Mom, right?
Yeah. I'm like, guys, just make your food from scratch for your families and your 10 kids at 23. Like, you do you, but, like, you also can't, like, there's some niches you can, like, it's the internet. There's some things you can't really claim as your own. And, yes, like, everyone knows that, like, Nara Smith is the one who popularized that. But, like, again, with something becoming popular, like, people will follow. Like, people will also start to do those things. And now everyone is going to be making peanut butter and jelly, and they're planting peanut trees in their backyard, and they're creating berry synthesis in the lab. And, like,
too much on the lab.
Please.
But yeah, okay, guys, we're going to take a quick little break before we move on to our next section. This next song that I have from you is from a Canadian artist, Daniel Caesar, and it's called Please Do Not Lean. Enjoy.
Sweet Emily, my bride-to-be, just how long will you stand next to me? For we both know it's more than a load for you to bear. It breaks my heart, but I'd understand if you'd leave me for another man with a little less on his mind, less on his plate, less in his brain. Do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it. Deep in despair, could you please act like you're unaware? But we both know I'm just a dog chasing his bone. Please understand, I'm just a man that's nearly figured out his master plan. Just stick around and you gon' see it worth every pound. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able.
Thank you. jokes in the wall, you can never know. To teach you how to be yourself, instead you are just someone else. No, I'm out of talking, not just friendly intervention. Can teach you when to up and go, can tell you when it's overlooked. When you just can see the future, when you just can see the light, you always got to put out a fight. Don't be crazy, it don't break, yeah. You got to know when it's over, it's over. Hallelujah, it's a new year. Total understanding, it took a while, but now I'm learning. I don't need no yesterdays, and I don't need your humble grace. Shed another skin, and I feel so better within. I think I'm finally breaking through, 'cause everything it feels brand new. I can finally see the future, I can finally see the light. You always have to put up a fight. Don't be crazy, it won't break, yeah. You have to know when it's over, it's over. Hallelujah, it's a new year. You have to know when it's over, it's over. Hallelujah, it's a new year.
Okay, and we are back. That last song was Looking Out For You by Joy Again. For anyone who's just joining us in, you're listening to Tapped In on 93.3. I'm here with my lovely guests, David and Stephanie.
Hi!
And we've just kind of been talking about social media envy and jealousy. And now we're going to be moving into our next segment, which is hot takes. And we haven't done hot takes in a couple weeks because we never have time for it. But today we decided to skip into hot takes and we're going to try and see what we can get through before we run out of time, which happens every single week. I love this so much. Okay, so my first hot take, and you guys are basically just going to let me know like what you, if you agree or if you disagree, and like maybe any extra thoughts that you're having. Mm-hmm. Okay, so first one is people only post about their successes because they want other people to be jealous.
I agree
because I can't even knock them. That was, yes, me in my story posts.
Because the thing is, you can always be happy like, yeah, on your own. And that's the one thing about me. Even sometimes when I'm posting on social, I'm about to post something, I'm like stop. I'm like, who is this for? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not for me because I experienced it and I had, yeah, a great time. I'm just letting everybody else know that.
I had a great time.
I was lit. It was me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, that's real. Stephanie, anything to add?
No, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm like, okay, I'm live. Before, I was on defense, but like after hearing you guys, like low key, I agree. Like, again, social media, you post things for people, other people to perceive, because if you didn't want people to perceive it, it would stay in your camera roll for real. Like,
mm-hmm,
or you'd post it on like a, I don't know if you guys ever like saw that era when people were making like Instagram accounts just for themselves, like a diary, and you wouldn't follow anybody or accept any follow requests, but you just post for yourself.
Yeah.
Very random era, but unless you're doing that, then like
you're looking over it, you're curating it, what other people are
and
gonna
you're,
say.
You're watching that story 30 times, giggling, yeah, each time.
Every time you receive a like, you go back and you watch it, you're like, oh, this one is good.
Yeah, no, literally. Okay, so next hot take is social media jealousy is a sign of insecurity.
No, I feel like with the amount of social media we consume,
jealousy. I'm going to say yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Because definitely, like, someone will post something, I'm like, are you in my inner thoughts? Like, you heard me at 3 a.m. crying about that, didn't you? And you're trying to clock my tea, like, please leave me alone.
Yeah.
So I think maybe what it is that, like, the things that we're insecure about, it's because, like, social media has had a role in making us insecure about them,
yeah,
even more.
Yeah.
So whenever, like, you see it again, it, like,
that's the thing. When I see it again and again and again and again, that's when it gets me.
Y'all must be in my inner thoughts with me.
Yeah.
You're trying to get...
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely... I wouldn't say it necessarily makes you insecure, like an insecure person, because you get jealous on social media, but it definitely does stem from, like, those feelings of insecurity to an extent. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, like, plugged into our minds because of social media and the, like, mm-hmm, repetitive, like, consumption of, like, this. And it's like, oh, now I see everyone I see and their body's so tea,
yes,
and their face, yeah, card is da-da-da, and their skin, right, looks like this, and da-da-da. Like, are these people even real? And it's like...
Mm-hmm.
I feel, yeah, like even when it's not there, social media can foster it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is a scary thing.
And that's the thing. It's, like, the things that, like, we're most, like, happy to achieve in life, and the things that we're most, like, we celebrate the most, they have, like, a parallel, like, flip side with them. It's,
yeah,
like, you're running away from something, but towards those goals. Like, even when you're talking about body image, like, when people say, like, oh, my body's tea, like, what are you actually, like, implying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it wasn't, like, let's actually be, like, I know, mm-hmm, I say that, like,
yeah,
I apologize to anybody that I've, whatever, but, like, let's be real with ourselves. Like, when we say that stuff, like what's in the background that, like, has, like, been, like, okay, like, when your body's tea, like, that's good, that's a plus. Like, what then was the negative?
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're talking about, like, how much money you make, what was the negative? Like, mm-hmm, why? Everything has, like, a flip side to that.
Yeah.
So it's, like, whatever it is that, like, someone's posting on social media, it's gonna be someone else's insecurity for,
mm-hmm,
sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Two sides to every coin, honestly. Yeah. Like, you could do good, you could do bad by it.
Yeah. And you only post a good one on social media. So.
Okay, next hot take is, if social media makes you feel envious, it's better to take a break than to keep scrolling.
Yes, yes, yes. Heavy on the break. I had to take a break from Instagram, but, like, I kept my other social media, which was TikTok, and I felt like I really separated my use of the two.
Stephanie sends me like 30 TikToks a day.
I'm a TikTok warrior. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, and your screen time will be okay because now you don't have all that Instagram scrolling hours. So. She said, you know, I had to double it.
It didn't get better.
Wait, what was the question again?
If social media makes you feel envious, it's better to take a break than to keep scrolling.
I think, yeah, that's the obvious, very, very obvious, this, like, answer is to take a break. But how hard is, like, how feasible and how hard it is, yeah. It is to take
a
break.
It's hard to take a break.
It's actually really hard. Like, even, like, sometimes I'll just be scrolling mindlessly on TikTok. It's 3 a.m. Like, I literally have to be up at 7.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Like, I feel like for certain platforms, too, it's harder to take a break. Like, Instagram was really hard, and it impacted everyone around me. Like, now I feel like, especially for, like, school and events, to keep up with what's going on without Instagram, it's, like, it's how do you do that? It's, like, usually my roommates and my friends are always like, yo, are you going to this event? And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's going on. But I'll also take other people's phones and make sure I do my little scroll on Instagram.
No, don't get stuff your phone. She'll literally be on Instagram for like 30 minutes. But like, that's also the thing. It's like, even just like taking a break, you can like miss. And it's not like there's things specifically for you, but like even like where like jobs are posting their opportunities now, like social media or like
that's LinkedIn.
Just be like, oh. I don't use LinkedIn, y'all, but if that's you, that's you. But things that you should be aware of, like no one listens to the news anymore, honestly. Like I don't know one person our age who like gets home at like after a long day and they're just like, okay, I'm gonna go to the news channel. CNN. Like right, like no one's doing that.
Don't come for me now.
Please.
Okay, so we're going to take our last hot take for the day, which is social media envy is a personal issue. If you feel jealous, it's your responsibility to manage your emotions, not others people's responsibility to post less.
Shared responsibility.
Could you repeat that again, please?
Social media envy is a personal issue. Like, that's, like, the main point. So, if you're feeling jealous on social media, like, that's your problem and not the problem of whoever's posting or whatever they're posting.
I feel like it's a shared responsibility, like, taking ownership of, like, purpose and why you're posting things, like we were saying before.
Mm-hmm.
Curating. Are people, like, build their own self-image or people want to have, like, a certain persona.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people kind of go with. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility. You're the one logging on to whatever, Instagram, TikTok. And being aware of how these things make you feel, like, okay, like, why am I going on Instagram? Am I going on Instagram to check my DMs, see if anyone, like, any of my friends messaged me, sent me anything? Or am I going on Instagram to, like, distract myself from something else?
Yeah.
Like, what purpose is it serving? I feel like when you go on there, like, without a purpose, that's when I kind of get caught off guard and I maybe get like any jealousy or envy would kind of pop up. But I feel like whenever I would go on an app with a mission, like I'd be like, oh, I'm checking this or like, not to like surveil people, but I'd be like, oh, let me see this person's account. Let me log on and see that. But like, there's a purpose to it because once I'm done, I will log off.
Yeah.
I will say, I think it's more personal in my opinion, like a personal responsibility. Because the way people, like as Steph was saying, like, everyone interacts with, like, these social media accounts, like, very, very differently. And, like, if you make it, like, this shared collective thing, I think, like, it kind of, like, removes that personal responsibility from, like, how do you impact other people? And, like, how are your actions on social media, like, going into, like, that sort of vacuum that's creating that jealousy and envy?
Yeah. Okay, definitely. Thank you guys so much for sharing all your thoughts and coming in to talk with me. I had a really lovely time. I feel like this is a really good show. Listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed listening as well. Do you guys have any final words for the people before we wrap up? Anything you want to plug? Any inspiring words?
I want to plug Timmy. She wakes up every day. She does her thing. So proud of you.
Thank you.
No thoughts. I'm just amazed.
Okay. Okay, well, that's everything. For all our listeners, you have just listened to Tapped In on CFMU 93.3. I'm your host, Timmy. I just had lovely guests, Stephanie and David, and you guys should join me here again next week at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm here every single week unless I can't be here for whatever reason, but if not, I'll be here, and I'll have a lot of fun things to talk about, so... Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little hour that we spent together, and I'm going to leave you guys with some music. This next song is called Blessed by Wizkid and Damian Marley.
Say tonight, me and my guys, we're gonna be. Oh.